Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
Yes, sir.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Stop! Vic Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown! Oh, my goodness!
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
We are brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit atlkia.com. It is Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Want to hear from you at 404-741-0929 on this Tuesday. Talking a lot about the Braves, we'll get back into what you would do with Dansby Swanson, who, oh, by the way, not in the lineup again tonight.
Yeah, I mean, a trip to AAA might not be the worst thing, but we'll talk about it, chop it up. A lot of people have strong opinions on that, and Braves almost rallied last night. But it's time for the Falcon Report, brought to you by our buddies at Domino's.
Yeah, man, and when you talk about Domino's, and Mike, I think we're going to get a chance to taste these new twists. We have not gotten the opportunity to do that yet, but Domino's, guys, when you talk about caring about their customers, they do. Domino's loves you so much, they're offering 50% off the menu price on all, any size, any toppings, when you order at Domino's.com and click on the coupon. But you can do that today. And then the twisty breads, man. We've been talking about it.
Garlic, Parmesan, cinnamon, the bread twist, man. Can't wait. Go to Domino's.com and get it.
All right, man. Lots going on when it comes to the countdown with the Falcons. A couple of stories we've been talking about today. 52 days away from the start of the NFL season. Matt Ryan, by the way, I don't know if you saw it. He tweeted out... thank you to Mercedes-Benz. I think he got a new ride.
Yeah, he got a nice little, that's his courtesy car. It's a pretty slick-looking vehicle. It looks like the pace car they use in Formula One.
Do we get courtesy cars here?
That's a negative. Well, okay. I mean, I'm fine with mine. You got a nice ride from Kia. We all set.
Yeah, but I'm
we
just...
We rolling.
I'm curious if
Jarvis got his rig fixed after he took out half the parking lot. Arthur's got a nice ride. We're all good.
He's reckless, but I'm just saying, courtesy cars, it just sounds
cool. Speak for yourself, Michael.
He's, you know, I'd like to maybe
Jarvis would
have
like
a courtesy car.
I let the record reflect Jarvis would like a Mercedes courtesy. We would all like a Mercedes courtesy car.
A courtesy car.
No doubt. Yes. Yeah.
All right, but no, I mean, if you've not seen it, I just saw it and I favored it, but Matt Ryan's got a picture saying thanks to Mercedes-Benz. Speaking of the stadium, real quick, just a small story. Cranes are out of the stadium.
Yeah, they had a picture in the AJC of Matt along with Rich McKay, team president, looking. And Matt, like, looking up going, like, holy cow. Like most of us who've got a chance, we still haven't had a chance to get inside since they've got all the work done. But the work continues. The wiring from some of our sources continues to get done. But the video scoreboard looks amazing. I can see inside from where I live in Midtown at night. It looks amazing because you can see into that giant bay window, which faces east. So check it out, man. Go to the AJC. .com, but before you know it, man, we'll be there on August 26th against the Cards.
And we're inviting you to come down and hang out with us. So we'll be down there for all the open practices. You'll get a chance to see what we're talking about as we start the new season. And starting the new year, you know, there's a lot of, as I like to call them, bold and fearless predictions. Well, one prediction is that Julio Jones could win the MVP. And if I said that to you before the season, you might go, there's no way. Julio has the talent. The question mark is, Mike, how often is he going to be used in this particular offense with Sark? And when I say that, I don't expect Julio's numbers to fall off, but will they improve? And if they would, then we could potentially be talking about Julio having an MVP kind of season. He's got to have more touchdowns, as you mentioned.
He had six last year.
Not enough.
I mean, Kelvin Benjamin had seven. And I mean, there's a bunch of guys that had more, and that's the only thing that would keep him, Carl, in our estimation, from an MVP candidacy, because as Hines Ward said, he does everything. He run blocks. He makes a crazy athletic catch. He could have made one of the great, the toes inbound should have been the catch which seals the game-winning field goal in the Super Bowl, yada, yada. But are we going to see more targets for him? And is that something Sarkisian will prioritize? Because Sark did answer some questions about it back during the OTAs and said, yeah, he wants to get the ball in Julio's hands inside the 20.
I expect Julio to have over 1,000 yards, but can he get to 2,000? And that's a mark that a lot of receivers are talking about now. Mike, Antonio Brown talked about it last year. You have to win the division. I mean, you got to be in the playoffs to have this kind of conversation. But as we have bold and fearless predictions, this is what we do. And I'm just looking back to Randy Moss in 07 when he had 23 touchdowns. Tom Brady, yeah, I know he won your fantasy league that year. Tom Brady had 50, but Moss was his primary guy. But, you know, Moss only had 1,400 yards. Julio, traditionally, Mike, if you go look at his yards, he's always leading the league in that category for the most part. He had 200 more yards than Antonio Brown this year, but he only caught the ball 98 times, 98 balls. Julio's usually a 100-catch guy.
Right.
You know, he's usually leading the league in yards. The touchdown numbers come up. I'm telling you, this is a legitimate conversation we could be having, all depending, though, on how this offense is going to operate.
Well, he's in the slot so much. Is that, you know, remember, they've run Julio. At least Shanahan moves Julio all over the field, and especially in the second half. Think about the fits he gave Green Bay and Seattle in matchups when they moved him along different spots on the line. So, I mean, as long as his team is scoring more touchdowns, I'm cool with it. But, yeah, I think everybody just – you'd love to see Julio get six and use him more, whether you call it the high point, the fade, the alley-oop.
Throw it up for him.
It's just something that, for whatever reason, it just didn't – it's not dialed up enough, I guess, in the red zone.
What about the battle at right guard? Wes Schweitzer, Ben Garland are the two guys. Apparently, it's a toss-up right now. Flip a coin. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to win the job. Somebody's going to be the starter. I don't think you go platoon at this position. Sean Harlow, the kid we drafted out of Oregon State, is also going to get a shot. But Chris Morgan, the O-line coach, does he have his work cut out here with trying to decide who's the better guy?
High school coach now, coaching the O-line. But look, you love where you're at because everybody played together all season without injury until, of course, Alex Mack had the leg injury. But, yeah, Andy Levitre at left guard, right guard Schweitzer. Look, we haven't even seen Harlow. Harlow could be the man because he played tackle at Oregon State. So physically, he's got the size. And whoever we go with there is going to be bigger than what Chris Chester was. Right, Jarvis? They're all going to be physically bigger than the aging Chris Chester who packed it in.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you would think from an athletic standpoint, it's going to be an upgrade. But just from a knowledge and that veteran and knowing the system, I think it's going to be a little different when you have talking about putting guys who have zero experience.
Schweitzer, by the way, did not beat out Chris Chester last year when he had the opportunity. And I think that was a function of Chester just knowing the offense a little bit better. We'll see how this goes, guys. This is one of the battles we'll be watching at camp. There are very few. Let's be honest, Mike. We go into camp and we're not talking about – who's going to win this spot defensively? Who's going to be here? All you're going to do is insert Dontari Poe. You want to see the depth at certain positions. But when you talk about positions being up for grabs, the team that went to the Super Bowl was pretty much intact and coming back.
Right. And then we just told you, if you guys missed it earlier, we spoke with our buddy Joe Person from up in Trail, works for the Observer. You got guys calling out teammates about what went down with the general manager. You got a quarterback waiting to see if he can still throw the football the way they expect him to. Ron Rivera says some curious things in the offseason. We've talked about, everyone expects us to take the step backwards. There's no reason, barring an injury which nobody can foresee, that this team will not be back in the playoffs. Schedule's actually easier. Incrementally easier than last season. But this is a team with everybody, and we talked about this with Debo the other day. The film.
Who?
Deion
okay.
Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, he was talking about how things like, and it might sound silly to a guy in his car, but the film study and knowing what you're doing. You know, half these guys, you're in the National Football League and you had some injuries to deal with. You don't even know where you're supposed to be on the field. Remember, that was stuff that Dan Quinn talked about. Even with Jalen Collins, you got to be a little bit tighter on your coverage, on your press and this and that. So all these guys have a year under their belt, and we've also added a guy like Dontari Poe, so there's no reason to think the defense won't be better. Now, how much of a leap we take statistically, who cares, as long as we're keeping these guys off the field.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.